Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. More than 16 million Americans all across the country are under winter storm warnings this weekend. That includes people in Southern California who have been trapped for days due to rare snowstorms there. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Some remain stuck in their homes, still snowbound. Many roads have been closed. This woman, one of the lucky ones, she was rescued.
We're so happy. Family back home is like really worried and nervous.
For others, though, the wait continues. Shannon Dykus, the San Bernardino County Sheriff, trying to be encouraging.
You are going to see direct relief coming to your doorsteps shortly.
Meantime, almost a million people are without power in parts of the South and Midwest. CBS News producer Jack Renaud is in Lexington, Kentucky.
One of the issues for power crews was last night they really couldn't get after the problem in a big way because the winds made it too dangerous.
We're talking wind gusts between 60 and 80 miles per hour. During President Biden's physical last month, doctors detected skin cancer on his chest. Details from CBS's Dania Bacchus.
All cancerous tissue was successfully removed and no further treatment is required. Last month, Mr. Biden's doctor said he had several other skin cancers removed before he started his presidency.
It's been a month since a train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, and there continues to be concerns about the air quality there. KDKA's Chris Hoffman reports a chemical has been detected.
Acrolein is a chemical compound. It can form during combustion, and it can be an irritant to your lungs.
This is sort of a snapshot, right? It doesn't necessarily represent what the long-term situation is.
Dr. Albert Presto with Carnegie Mellon University says the air monitoring was done between February 20th and 21st. Other chemicals matched EPA reports, as did the acrolein levels. He says to know what this means for the long term, more studies would need to be done.
A close call at a subway station in Cambridge, Massachusetts. WBZ-TV's Tammy Matusa tells us a ceiling tile panel crashed onto the platform at the Harvard Square station.
It barely misses a commuter with her groceries. Other passengers are startled by the crashing debris. Luckily, no one was hurt. Now MBT officials say after an inspection, it looks like corrosion from water caused the 25-pound piece of metal to crash down. So far, 10 ceiling panels have been taken down at the station, and all the ceiling panels across the transit system will be inspected.
The world's most famous dog sled race gets underway today. The 2023 Iditarod kicks off in Anchorage, Alaska. 33 mushers and dozens of sled dogs will make the 1,000-mile trek. That's the smallest group of teams in the history of the race. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby Coffee roasted local and fresh. They also carry Reishi Tea, an independently owned Milwaukee company inspired by tradition. Warm up at Family Natural Foods.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. And we are here for you. We want to provide as much information as possible to make it easier for you to make better, healthier, and quality of choices. Why? Because everything we do, everything we have, everything that we want to improve, everything we do is a choice. And our health is a choice as well. Maybe this might be new to you, because sometimes you don't know why you get sick, why some people get cancer and others don't. And some people live a better quality of life, and sometimes it just doesn't seem fair. Sometimes we believe, well, maybe we're being punished. Maybe we aren't living on the right side of the tracks. Maybe it's just the roll of the dice. It's just me. But why me? Because of your choices. We can choose to eat better, healthier. We can live a better quality of life. We can choose a better quality of exercise, or at least some exercise. And we can get a better night's sleep. We can reduce excessively over-consuming alcohol. Our choice to smoke or not to smoke. All those choices are under our control. No physician, no professional can help you as much as you can help yourself. So you have the responsibility. And I include myself. I'm not just pointing my finger at you. We all have to make the right choices. Now, maybe we didn't come into this world with all the characteristics and benefits of others. Maybe we didn't have the best birth. Maybe our mothers did not make the best choice. There's a reason why we are not all exactly the same. Some are better off than others. Some came from a very poor family, a low-income family, who could not afford the best food. But we can do better wherever we are. And whoever we are, and whatever age we are, doesn't matter. What matters is what we do now to make better choices to improve our health. And we can improve our health much easier, I should say, than destroying our health. It takes decades to destroy our health. And if we change our lifestyle, and remember, 98% of all diseases is caused by our lifestyle choices. Food is a chemistry that changes our genes from good to bad or bad to good. So food is very, very powerful, containing nutrients, accessory food factors, all kinds of things such as proanthocyanidins, polyphenols, vitamins and minerals, all of these nutrients that we require to maintain a healthy body and chemistry and metabolic function. So I'm here just to share with you what I discovered by doing research. Some of the information I share with you, so you know that by making choices, better choices, you can have better health. Absolutely. No question about it. I see it over and over and over again because I'm in contact with a lot of people that ask me questions, that meet me on the streets when I'm doing a lecture someplace. And they're talking about how they have changed their life from dead to healthy. They recovered, not exactly dead, but feeling like they were dead. And now they're healthy again, doing things they never thought possible. And you can do the same. We're not going to all equally gain in our health benefits, but we will all gain to some degree in our health benefits. And it's more worthy to receive those benefits than not. So today we have a really good lineup of information to share with you. How to stop cancer. That's a pretty bold statement. I'm going to tell you how to stop cancer. You think it's possible? They're spending billions and millions and trillions of dollars looking for a cure for cancer. You are the cure for cancer. There will never be a pill or any kind of medical intervention that'll cure cancer. Cancer is caused by our choices, by what we do and what we don't do, that will preserve our health. We're also going to talk about the aging effects of sodium. Not necessarily salt, but sodium. And we have very sad news on childhood obesity. And you know, we talk about men always about boosting the libido. Men have a greater sex drive, I believe, than women. Men are turned on much easier than women. This is my observation. Not that I have any proof. And you have a lot of women out there that will say that I am off the beam. So we're going to talk about how to boost the libido for women. And then, you know, if you've listened to me in the past, you know that I have a great respect for olive oil as a healer and a prevention of diseases. And I've said before, Dr. Mary Flynn, associate professor at Boston University, after 30 years of research on olive oil, she spent her lifetime, her career, on olive oil. And she said it is the only food that she can say that will cure, prevent all of our chronic diseases. So if you're not including olive oil on a daily basis, and not just sprinkling it on your salad, but actually consuming it by the tablespoons or the shot glass full. A shot glass contains 2 tablespoons of olive oil. The health addicts of olive oil and know the benefits of olive oil consume no less than 4 tablespoons per day. Not on food, not with cooking, but off the spoon or out of the shot glass. And in some of the Mediterranean countries, they consume a lot more than 4 tablespoons a day. And we're going to talk about the therapeutic value or values of olive oil that is based on summary of research findings. Then how to stop gout and how to stop running out of energy from the benefits of exercise. And then why we should eat in the morning and not at night. So let's just jump right in here and talk about our featured topic, stopping cancer. Cancer is the uncontrollable replication of abnormal cells. A cancerous tumor is a solid mass of cancer cells growing together. some forms of cancer don't produce tumors. For example, blood cancers, such as leukemia, do not form tumors. When cancer cells that form in one organ spread to other organs or areas of the body, it's called metastasis. And some of the most common cancers are breast, prostate, colon, and lung cancer. What are some of the factors that you and I can control that causes cancer and increases the risk of cancer significantly? So while they're looking for a cure for cancer, what about all the things in our environment that cause cancer, and we're consuming those subjects or chemicals? We're consuming them, and yet we don't worry about whether or not they're going to cause cancer in our bodies. Recently on one of my shows, I talked about nitrates and nitrites that are used to cure meats, like sausages, hot dogs, bacon. They cause cancer. So we can avoid cancer risk substantially. Now, obesity is like the new smoking. We know smoking causes many different kinds of cancer, not just lung cancer. And obesity is linked to increased risk of 13 different forms of cancer. And in America, about 50% of the population of adults are classified as obese. Not exactly 50%. In the black community, about 48% of black Americans are obese. About 44% of Hispanic are obese. And 42% of Caucasians, white Americans, are obese. Obesity causes more diseases and cancer than smoking. Can we control that? Absolutely. Why don't we? Now, beyond obesity, tobacco use, smoking, increases the risk of cancer. Exposure to pesticides, radiation, chemicals, and just eating a poor diet increases your risk of cancer. A sedentary lifestyle, lazy, vegging out on the couch, watching TV. Aging, genetics, infections from bacteria or viruses. H. pylori causes gastric cancer. Epstein-Barr virus causes nasal cancers and lymphoma. We can stop all these causes, and we could try to eliminate some of these risk factors of cancer. Cancer is just something not unknown. All of these risk factors cause cancer, and no two cancers are the same. There will never be a pill that will cure cancer. There will never be a vaccine that cures cancer, because what we do on a daily basis causes cancer. Now, there's natural treatments for cancer. And there is conventional cancer treatments, such as surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy, are all used to fight cancer. Are they good to fight cancer? Well, they can be extremely toxic, more toxic than the cancer. And many people die from the cancer, from the drug therapy than the cancer. They're very, very toxic. Chemotherapy. When they treat a cancer patient with chemotherapy, they bring that patient almost to a near death. But they have to pull back the chemotherapy because the patient would die. And many times the patients die from the treatment rather than the disease. I just don't know how we can make somebody well with a treatment that is so harsh that it almost brings a patient to near death's door. If we took 100 healthy people and treated them with chemotherapy, in time, they would die. It hurts normal cells, as well as cancer cells. And the effectiveness varies greatly. And then they have found in research that many natural medicines can be as effective or more effective and without the side effects of conventional chemotherapy. And they can also be used along with conventional chemotherapy. Many doctors are opposed to letting a cancer patient being treated with chemotherapy to take a natural medicine along with their treatment. And 99.9%, the doctor doesn't know what's going to happen to the patient with conventional chemotherapy. And from all the research I have seen, that natural herbal medicines or natural molecules actually make a cancer patient stronger and resist the side effects of conventional chemotherapy and makes the chemotherapy more effective at a much less dosage with much less toxicity. And the natural medicines are very safe with virtually no side effects. They do not harm normal cells. They work effectively on their own and can boost the effectiveness of conventional treatments and reducing their side effects. Now, here's a brand new study. I just ran across it, just released within the last few weeks. This is a new study from Dr. Ajay Goyal. He's a PhD researcher at City of Hope Hospital in Los Angeles in the Cancer Therapy Center. And the research was looking at the effectiveness of andrographis. Now, you've heard me talk about andrographis. Andrographis is an Indian herb, grows in the Himalayas, grows throughout India and in Malaysia, and it's one of the most commonly used herbal medicines for all kinds of things. It protects the liver from damage. It protects the brain from damage. It's one of the best cold and flu fighters you can ever find. In 2 days, 50% of the cold and flu symptoms are gone. It protects the liver from damage from chemotherapy. Also for the brain. There have been studies to show that under conventional chemotherapy, many brain cells and liver cells are destroyed. But if they're on the same chemotherapy with andrographis, there is much less damage to the liver and to the brain. Now, looking at the effectiveness of andrographis against pancreatic cancer, which is a very difficult cancer to treat. Sometimes patients only last 3 months. They were newly discovered, and within 3 months, they have passed away. And especially pancreatic cancer cells that are immune resistant. And andrographis has a huge boost to immune function. And also to prevent the damage by standard drug treatments. And what Dr. Ajay Goyal did, he exposed cancer cells to andrographis, the cancer drug, and then the combination of the two. So he treated animals with cancer and treated them with andrographis. And one group was treated with a cancer drug. And then another third group was treated both with a combination of the cancer drug and andrographis. Now the results of these studies, three studies, with andrographis alone, with the drug alone, and then the third study was the drug and andrographis together. Andrographis was extremely effective at suppressing tumor cells on its own and reduced tumor growth and reduced tumor sizes by up to 60%, 60%. But the combination of the two, andrographis and the drug, reduced tumor cell formation by 90%. Now, I know many doctors would instruct their patients to avoid natural medicines. Well, if I were diagnosed with cancer, and my doctor told me, well, first of all, I probably would not be in the doctor's office. But let's say, for the sake of this story, that I was. And the doctor told me not to use anything other than the chemotherapy. Why would I not want to use andrographis? Why would I not want to use other natural alternatives that have been proven safe, effective, and more resistant, more able to overcome resistant cancer cells? This is very exciting news, as pancreatic cancer is very difficult to treat with a very poor prognosis. Now here's another study on andrographis and colon cancer. Dr. Goyal treated colon cancer cells, including chemotherapy resistant colon cancer cells, with the herb andrographis and an extract from grape seed extract known as oligomeric proanthocyanidins, otherwise known as OPC. He did this with a combination of the chemotherapy together and also separately. He also treated colon cancer cells in an animal model with both natural medicines alone and combined. So he had three different study groups. One group was treated with andrographis. One group was treated with just the OPCs from grapeseed extract. And then the other group was the drug and the two herbs. And the result of these three different studies, while each was effective on its own, just with the grapeseed extract and the andrographis was effective on their own, individually. But by combining andrographis and OPCs from grapeseed extract was even better. In the cell study, the combination reduced cell proliferation, which means an increase in the number of cancer cells, by over 90%. 90%. In the animal model, the combination reduced tumor volume in 21 days, 3 weeks, by 90%. What have you got to lose? You're fighting for your life. I would pull out all the weapons I could possibly shoot at the cancer cells. And andrographis and OPC have remarkable benefits to reduce cancer growth, metastasis, replication, and proliferation. Now, I've got to take a break. Don't go anyway. I have a lot more coming up on cancer because we can fight back. It's not just the drug companies, not just the doctors, but you and I can fight back. I'll come back right after these messages right here. Don't go away. I'm Terry Naturally, and this is Terry Talks Nutrition. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally, and this is your edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. Remember to go back to our website, terrytalksnutrition.com. You'll receive a lot more information, podcasts, YouTubes, radio shows, newsletters, scientific information, a lot more for you to gain as to how you can gain a better quality of life. And we're talking about cancer, how to stop cancer. Well, if you missed the first half of this program, I encourage you to go back and listen to this program from the very beginning. Now, when this show is done, I pre-record this program because I want it to be up where you can go to my website and pull it up and be able to go over it and over it and over it again. You may have missed some things. You may know somebody who has cancer. You may want to have them listen to it. So that's why we archive the radio show and all the newsletters so that you can offer these to your friends, relatives, family members, whoever. We all have a battle, but we all have a support team and health, nutrition, food, and supplements. Not only drugs. Drugs don't cure anything. And we have more cancer today than ever before. We have more diseases than ever before. We have more sick people than ever before. Obesity is running rampant. It's a pandemic of obesity, which is the new smoking. We're killing ourselves, my friends, and we don't believe it. So now it's time to go back into our subject of cancer. Now, here are the five big answers to cancer. Five big answers to cancer. Five of the most studied, the best studied, the most potent natural anti-cancer medicines today. And Dr. Ajay Goyal, who is the research scientist at the Cancer Center at City of Hope Hospital in Los Angeles, outside of Los Angeles, it's in Monrovia, Pasadena area. He wrote a book on how to stop cancer. After all of his research, over 20 years of research on natural medicines, he was hired by the hospital to continue his research on natural medicines because it holds a tremendous benefit for all diseases, especially cancer. And many doctors now are talking to him about adding these natural medicines to conventional therapy. So let me go over some of these natural medicines. I just talked about andrographis. And there have been four or five or six really good high quality. And you know, if these studies were not quality, and when they're published, they could not be published in top journals. You'd only be able to get them published in very fly-by-night journals. But Dr. Ajay Goyal is able to get these studies on these compounds, natural medicines, in top of the top-rated cancer journals. Now I'm going to talk about andrographis, grapeseed extract, curcumin, berberine, and melatonin. All of these five in 25 or 30 studies have all been found safe with no significant side effects, and have been used successfully against a variety of different cancers, including breast, prostate, colon, lung, and skin cancers. I would highly recommend. Of course, there's no reason why you can't talk to your doctor about this. Or if you feel like you wanted to go on these natural medicines, one or two or three or four, you can tell your doctor you're doing that. I think it's good to let your doctor know what your intentions are and what you're doing. And maybe this might open up the eyes of your doctor, your physician, as to how you are recovering. Seen some very remarkable results. You know, Dr. Goyal cannot treat cancer patients. And he can't even use cancer patients in his studies. Because the therapy for cancer patients is chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. You cannot go outside of that perimeter of treatments. But doctors can suggest, if you'd like, also add andrographis, or add OPCs, or melatonin. And there are thousands and thousands and thousands of studies on these compounds for the treatment of cancer, or to be used alongside conventional treatment of cancer. There is a great amount of help and hope for these natural medicines. And I know that Dr. Ajay Goyal has, and in fact, I visited his research laboratory in Los Angeles. There's about 40 top researchers in his laboratory from all over the world that have come to his center because they want to find new solutions, because they know that conventional therapy is not the answer. And many of his oncologists who do treat cancer now are suggesting that they add one or two or three of these with their conventional cancer treatments. Time will change, You'll see it won't be long. And doctors will start using some of these natural medicines. Now, what about some new hope on childhood obesity? Here's a story. We all love stories. Here's some more news on obesity in kids. The percentage of children with obesity, a choice, more choice for mom and dad, but it's a choice. And it has tripled since 1970. Recently, the official BMI charts were revised because so many children have moved past obesity. We're talking about kids. Kids who move past obesity to become severely obese. Let that sink in. Wonder why we are sick? Well, drug companies are, their stock is climbing like crazy. I would never invest my money in any drug company in the world. I don't care how much money they make. And in January, the American Academy of Pediatrics changed their official guidelines. They now recommend weight loss drugs for kids as young as 12. It's all money. We eat a bunch of crap, which causes us to get sick and cause cancer. And then drug companies suck up the money by changing the recommendations as how treatments should be conducted. Now they're recommending weight loss drugs for kids as young as 12 and weight loss surgery for those 13 and older. What have we become? Last December, the FDA approved a new injectable drug treatment for obesity, which can be given to children 12 and up. How sickening, how sad that we don't teach kids how to eat. And as adults, we don't eat right either. So it's hard to teach kids how to eat if we aren't disciplined enough to eat correctly either. So we're neglecting our children. They're malnourished. They're obese. And there's no reason for it. What about the aging effects of sodium? Sodium ages you faster. In a research study, the researchers collected data from over 11,000 adults starting in their 50s and following them for a minimum of 30 years. To look at the effect of sodium levels on health over the long term. The results of these studies, people with higher sodium levels were up to 50% more likely to show signs of advanced aging, with higher levels of inflammation, reduced lung and heart function. Those with high sodium levels were also 64% more likely to develop a chronic disease such as heart failure, diabetes, or dementia. So get your sodium levels down. Less than 5% of dietary sodium in the average diet actually comes from salt. Does that make sense? Less than 5% of our dietary sodium intake in the average diet of adults comes from salt added at the table. So, use your salt. Because the vast majority of sodium in the American diet, guess what? Comes from manufactured, ultra-processed foods. Because they use it as a preservative. Years ago, salt was always used to preserve foods. Ultra-refined processed foods contain the highest level of sodium in the American diet. Sliced deli meats, hot dogs, packaged breakfast cereal, canned soup and vegetables, frozen prepared foods such as pizza. How do we avoid it? Easy. Replace prepared foods with fresh meats, fresh fruits and vegetables, and get your sodium levels down. You automatically will not be including any sodium. I talked about libido at the beginning of the program. So here's a libido boost for women. One of the best herbal products for women's sexual health. 80 women between the ages of 18 and 50 with low sexual desire were treated with ashwagandha or placebo for 8 weeks. And the result of this study, the women treated with ashwagandha, it's an Indian herb. If it's not familiar to you, in India, they do not grow ginseng. There's no ginseng in the Ayurvedic herbal medicine. Ashwagandha performs very similarly to ginseng, though ashwagandha is known as Indian ginseng. Not factually, not truly, but it's kind of given that name because it has the same effects as ginseng. So ashwagandha is very, very effective for a variety of conditions. It's one of my favorites. Especially if you get a very high quality, highly standardized ashwagandha that is standardized at like about 35%, because all of the past history on ashwagandha was that they were treated with milk, so there's dairy associated with extraction of ashwagandha. That's the old traditional method of extraction going back thousands and thousands of years. But now a new method has been developed to extract ashwagandha with alcohol and water for a much, much better and higher level of standardization of the withanolides that are associated with ashwagandha. 35% extract versus 3 to 5% of those extracted with milk. Now, the women treated with this form of ashwagandha saw nearly double the improvement in sexual health as measured by a standardized score for sexual function. Improvement was noted every factor measured, including sexual desire, arousal, and satisfaction. This study confirms a previous study in which otherwise healthy women experiencing sexual dysfunction and reduced libido were treated with ashwagandha, which increased overall sexual health by almost 20%, and arousal specifically by 30%. So you do want to take about, of the 35% extraction of ashwagandha, about 150 milligram dosage, two or three times daily. And you can tailor this as you like. You know, nothing works perfectly in everybody. We all tolerate different foods, different beverages. You know, take the example of beer or wine. Some people, one or two glasses, and they have a buzz on. They're giddy, they're happy, they're kind of slurring their words. Some people can drink a bottle and half of wine, and you can't even tell they've had a drop. We are all unique and different. So when you're trying a natural substance that has no side effects, experiment. Try one or two a day and let yourself have 30, 60 days. See how you feel. Do you feel any greater sexual arousal? Do you feel a greater libido? Do you feel more satisfaction? If not, increase by another 150 milligrams. Play around with it a little bit. Experiment with it a little bit. You know, even conventional medicine is not an art. Or I should say it's not a science. It's more of an art. Because no diabetic gets exactly the same level of insulin. Everybody is different. So experiment. Now, there are other libido boosters for women. There is maca, M-A-C-A, maca. In menopausal women, six weeks of maca reduce sexual dysfunction as measured by a standardized assessment score by almost 30%. Rhodiola relieves fatigue, improves mood, and binds to estrogen receptors without activating estrogen. Red ginseng, as I mentioned, ashwagandha, is known as the Indian ginseng, and red ginseng is the best class of ginseng of that species. Increases energy and libido. Increased sexual arousal by 13% versus the placebo in menopausal women. Increased energy by 20%. Reduction in fatigue for postmenopausal women taking red ginseng. What I would suggest to do, I would take about 300 milligrams of red ginseng with maca and rhodiola, and ashwagandha, and zinc, and take it daily, one or two, three times a day, depending on what your needs are. Now, one of my favorite subjects, olive oil. I'll probably wrap up the program right after this subject. We're getting near to closing out the hour. But therapeutic value of olive oil. Here's a summary of some of the research that is quite amazing. Researchers collected and summarized findings from published research studies on olive oil, which included the following results. Now, I said earlier that the average Mediterranean population consumes about 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil every day. and more. 4 tablespoons is about 1/4 cup of olive oil. Some Mediterranean people consume up to a cup. Yes, a cup of olive oil daily. Now, daily intake of 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil reduces the risk of all cardiovascular disease by 31%. For each 3/4 teaspoon, which is only 10 grams, increased daily extra virgin olive oil intake reduce heart disease by 10%. And a 1/2 teaspoon of olive oil daily reduce the risk, reduce the risk of dying from heart disease by 19% versus people who never consumed olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil intake can reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes by 40%. And people ingesting 1/2 teaspoon of olive oil daily have a 29% reduced risk of neurological degenerative diseases like dementia, like Alzheimer's disease, like Parkinson's disease, MS. Regular consumption of extra virgin olive oil reduces the risk of any type of malignant cancer, any type of cancer. Let me say that again. Any type of cancer by 31% and reduce the risk of pancreatic and urinary cancer by 54%. This is a food like nothing other food. And I think Dr. Mary Flynn was right. I mentioned her early in the program, associate professor at Boston University. She said there is no food more beneficial for preventing and curing diseases than olive oil. And olive oil has been used for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Some of the trees are thousands of years old. I saw one tree when I was traveling through Egypt and Jordan that was 1,000 years old. Magnificent. And they're still producing olives. And some of the people I have met in the Mediterranean country, a gentleman that had stomach cancer, the doctor prescribed 1 cup of olive oil daily on an empty stomach. Now this man today, he's 90, in the mid 90s, 94, 95, and he's still working out in their family orchard of 700 trees. And he's 94, 95, recovered from cancer of the stomach. And they all believe, including the doctor. The doctor was one who prescribed the olive oil, that it was due to the olive oil. So these are some very powerful statistics why you want to include olive oil, at least 1 or 2 tablespoons a day. If you want to make it really, really powerful, 4 tablespoons a day, it'll do you a world of good. Well, that's it, my friends. That's the end of our program for today. I'll be back here again tomorrow, Sunday, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, so join me again. But for right now, do something constructive. Add olive oil to your diet. It's the best thing you can possibly do if you did nothing else. But don't do that. Do everything else you can. But add olive oil first. Get more exercise. Sleep better. Change your diet. Reduce the carbohydrates and the sugar. And my friends, say a prayer for this crazy, crazy, insane world. God bless you, and God bless this great country.
The moment you walk into Family Natural Foods, you know you'll have a great experience with excellent customer service. Their knowledgeable staff are welcoming and friendly, happy to help you with any questions or needs you bring in. Have you tried their oils and vinegars yet? You can taste test them before you buy. Some favorites among the gourmet balsamic vinegars include cranberry, date, and apple. Think beyond the salad bowl. These are great on everything from veggies to grilled meats. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still